Today on Real Radio.
How many guys do we have in here tonight? Raise your hands. Guys, hands up. Okay, check it out. Do you know why we like to play in the dirt still? Roll in the mud, get stinky. We love it, don't we? What is that? We love it. Here it is, Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. I think that has a very important thing to it there. There's a connection. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. But then you get to Genesis 2:18, and you start reading there, and it says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. God made Adam to be alone in the beginning, because what the finale was to bring was Adam's totality.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series called Life and the Bible. It's a topical series that explores those passages of Scripture that guide us believers in how to live in an unbelieving world. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a study called Being a Christian While Being a Woman.
And what does it mean to be a Christian and a woman? And what does that Christian woman look like in the world around us? Colossians 1 verse 9. Paul said, for this reason we also, since the day we heard of it, that is their great faith in Christ, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Boy, Paul knew how to pray, didn't he? Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. I love that. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. On the surface, the Christian woman in our age looks like any other woman. Just like we talked about last week, what does a Christian man look like? Well, he looks like just like any other man. Well, a Christian woman, what does she look like? And we've got some more photos to show you, as we did last time. These are Christian women. And some of them will kind of pause and point out, but don't they look just like you? Don't they do exactly what you do? What is a Christian woman doing in this world, and how can you tell? What's the difference? On the surface, naturally, and we should, they should, you should, if you're female, right? Look just like the world in that sense. It's not until what comes out of them is what makes a difference. That is an all-powerful thing. Now, as we look at these photos, everyone can relate to these. This is what a woman does in life, and this is what... Now, pause right here. This is awesome because you see those chunks of gold around Leah's neck? I got a chance to wear those. And boy, in this economy, I wish I had those. But Leah goes to this church. She's a 3-time gold medalist in the Olympics. And this is a Christian woman who not only stood for Jesus throughout all that time, she's standing for Jesus now, and stood in the Oval Office of the White House, and she loves the Lord. And you'll see her on campus here on Sundays and sometimes Wednesdays. But this is what a Christian woman looks like. The next one, next slide. You guys all know her. Everybody loves Raymond. Patricia Heaton, president of the Hollywood Women's Christian Club, loves the Lord. We almost had Patricia Heaton speak here during the Proposition 8 series and campaigns that we were involved in. Loves the Lord. Christian woman. What's the next one here? Beverly LaHaye, Concerned Women for America. You saw her husband here in this pulpit last Sunday, Dr. Tim LaHaye. This is what a woman, Christian woman, looks like. What's the next one if we have another one? Bethany Hamilton. Remember Bethany? In fact, the Baumgartners are connected with her. I forget. One of the Baumgartner's daughters are dating Bethany's brother. In Hawaii, Bethany was bitten by a shark while she was surfing. And now that's what's left of her arm. Did it stop her from surfing? No, the Lord drove her to keep going and pressing on. And now Bethany Hamilton is, my goodness, speaks all over the place and is authored and is quite a girl, committed to Christ, loves the Lord Jesus. This is what Christian women look like. They look just like us, normal, until what's inside of them comes out. And that's what we're going to be looking at this evening. So point number one, jot it down, everybody. And that means you too, guys. You might run into a Christian woman someday. And how are you going to know? Well, listen, being a Christian woman, while in this world, the first thing we want to look at is that a woman holds a unique order in creation. Now, first of all, listen to how I'm putting this. A woman holds a unique order in creation. And obviously, that involves a Christian woman. But for all of you who are here tonight who are females, listen up. In creation, the Lord engineered woman last, or it was his finale. You say, what do you mean last? There was only Adam and Eve. Yes, but listen. There is a reason why Eve came second. God in his infinite wisdom that we don't have all the time to get into now, but there's a very specific purpose, and it's not a lesser purpose. It is not a demeaning purpose. It is not a sub-purpose as to why Eve was made after Adam, why Eve was created after Adam. The woman holds a special, unique place in the creation of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Listen carefully. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, that is our moral likeness. By the way, he didn't do that regarding angels. They don't have that likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's an awesome statement. God says, I've made Adam, I've made Eve, I've made them both, and they are to run the globe. They're to be in charge as stewards over God's creation. And there's a direct reference all the obviously, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Now listen, concerning us guys. Now, I don't know about you, but I actually take the Bible very literally, and I like this verse I'm about to read. How many guys do we have in here tonight? Raise your hands. Guys, hands up. Okay, check it out. Do you know why we like to play in the dirt still? Roll in the mud, get stinky? We love it, don't we? What is that? We love it. Here it is, Genesis 2, 7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. I think that has a very important thing to it there. I think there's a connection. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. But then you get to Genesis 2:18, and you start reading there, and it says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. God made Adam to be alone in the beginning because what the finale was to bring was Adam's totality. I will make him a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, anesthesia administered to by God, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh in its place, then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman. That is awesome. Man's made out of dirt, but a woman is made out of man. What an awesome DNA, genetic engineering creation a woman is. Men are dirt balls, dirt clods. Women are specifically engineered genetic achievements of God. And he brought her to the man, that is Adam, and Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." That is an amazing thing. A woman can turn to Adam and declare, "I have come out from you." Adam turns and looks at the dirt and says, "That's where I've come from." I'm not putting down guys, but I am exalting women. God does that in the very creative succession of what he's doing. Women are to be held in high order based upon God's creative order. You say, "Yeah, but she was made second." Yeah, but you know what? She was brought out of man, whereas man was brought out of dirt. By God's design, listen carefully, I don't want to be misunderstood on this. By God's design, you and I were made, I say you and I through Adam and Eve in the garden, made physically and emotionally and spiritually complete. When God made Adam and Eve, that woman Eve was absolutely perfect. Now, today I went online and I looked at some paintings of Rembrandt, and it's hilarious because he's got some pictures of Eve, paintings of Eve. And she was really chubby. Really, really, really chubby. I don't know if she looked like that or not. And I'm sure Rembrandt had no idea what she looked like. But do you realize that Adam and Eve were made absolutely perfect in the garden? Completely perfect. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know exactly what that image is in the garden. But God said it's perfect, physically perfect, emotionally perfect, spiritually perfect. They were complete. But by man's fall in the garden, mankind destroyed himself in one single moment by putting an apple. Well, we don't know if it was an apple. Could have been a Dell or an IBM, but that's a joke. We don't know if it was an apple. We have no idea if it was an apple. It was some fruit of some sorts. And it wasn't that the fruit was poison and then, you know, she bit it and then it made her sick. No. It was the rebellion, the disobedience within the person. Even Adam and Eve, created in perfection, is God's engineered ability for them to exercise choice. And Eve chose to disobey God. And the Bible says in the book of Genesis 2:17, that the moment you eat of the fruit, if you were to ever eat of the fruit, you would surely die in that day. Now, did Adam and Eve drop dead the moment they ate the fruit? No. They lived for 900 some odd years. Well, there's a problem. The Bible says, in the day they eat of it, they will die. That's right. The day that they ate of it, they died. How did they die? Spiritual death. And you and I do not know what it's like to have lost what they lost. See, you and I, as Christians, are only on this side of what we've gained, right? You and I were born into this world lost. We were alienated from God. We didn't know the Lord. And God was not a part of our lives. We come to Christ. Adam and Eve knew the Lord face to face and lost it. I can't even imagine. Neither can you. In one moment, Adam and Eve spiritually died. You say, "Jack, are you going to encourage us ladies and or what?" I am right now. In the midst of all of that, isn't it awesome that God says in his word that he was going to bring the Messiah of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, promised even back in Genesis chapter 3, that the Messiah would come not through Adam, but through who? Eve, the woman. God holds the woman in high regard in his order of creation. And a Christian woman needs to read her Bible to see that through a woman, the Messiah would come. That is an honoring role. That is a great thing. And the Christian woman, women period, but the Christian woman is unlike any other human on earth. I think, in fact, you know what? Can I be so bold as to say this? Have you ever seen a Christian woman pregnant? See, what do you mean? A woman is an amazing creative work of God's handiwork. Anyhow, a Christian woman is something, and a woman, Christian, pregnant, glows. They just glow like a light bulb. There seems to be a presence about them. What is that all about? I think it's just God's blessing upon his call of creation. Very, very important. Number two, jot it down. A woman holds a unique character value. As we look throughout this series about being in a home and about being at a job, about being that as a family, about being as a man, about being as a woman. Next week, husbands and wives, and on we go. A woman holds a unique character value. And when I say character value, I mean that a woman has a keen ability given by God to feel or to experience the Lord. There is something that God has put within a woman that is unique, altogether unique regarding this. Character value. Luke chapter 1, verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." That's a little snippet of the Magnificat of Mary when she sang her song to the Lord. But there is something interesting about how a Christian woman has this ability to relate to her Heavenly Father. On behalf of all of us men, I want you all, you ladies, to know that we are jealous of your relationship that you have with the Lord. Now, we've got a relationship with the Lord as well. But there's something unique about a woman's relationship with God. There seems to be a special tenderness. There seems to be a special way that she views God the Father. Maybe she didn't have a father that was loving or kind or gentle, and now the Heavenly Father steps into her life and it's altogether wonderful for her. I don't know. But there seems to be an ability for a woman to relate to God regarding her very character that is of high value to God. And often I've seen that women are often pillars in the church because of their close-knit relationship with the Lord. What is a Christian woman like? She loves the Lord. What Jesus says, what the Word of God says, what the Spirit of God is saying and doing in her life, she loves the Lord. A Christian woman wants to know more about God. And there's a stability, there's a peace, and there's a depth of character that a Christian woman exhibits. There's I don't know what you call it. I'll put it this way. When Lisa and I met, now you'd have to ask her when that was. I don't remember that. I don't remember the day or the year, but I remember the moment, though. I had a really tough job. I was playing volleyball at Newport Beach at PCH and Orange Street, if you know where that's at. And getting paid really well to do that. And a friend of mine said, "Hey, Jack, there's a Christian girl over there." And I thought in my head, there are no Christian girls. I've met some Christian girls. They didn't turn out to be Christian girls. There are no Christian girls. And I have to tell you that when I met my wife-to-be, which of course I didn't know it was my wife, I didn't hear the clouds didn't part, and this is the one. But there was a wholeness, a cleanliness, that's not the right word, a purity. There was a sparkle about her and a simplicity that was absolutely radiant. Here's the cool thing. It affected how I related to her, because there was a genuineness about her. And in your life, listen, this world needs Christian women who love Jesus the most. Amen. Because let me tell you something. A woman who loves the Lord is absolutely beautiful. This world thinks it's got a corner market on what is beautiful. By the way, Hollywood seems to be just producing now what looks like genetic misfits. Have you seen what's going on? They took normally, they were fairly attractive people. But somebody, somehow, or maybe they just got something in their own head that they need to fix themselves in all kinds of ways. And now they come out of the doctor's office looking like some sort of Mattel, I don't know what. What kind of a view of a heart is so diminished to the point where I got to become somebody else? The Christian woman just glows with God. And it's beautiful. And the world sees that innocence and that purity. And by the way, it doesn't seem to change with age, no matter how young or how old that Christian woman is. There's a beauty about them, ordained by God. Ladies, remember that. There's a unique character value that God has placed in you. Number three, a woman holds a unique influence over others. And all the ladies said, amen. All four of you, that's right. Women have the unique, I believe, God-given influence over other people. See, what do you mean by that? Well, a Christian woman has an influence because when she really knows the Lord, and you young ladies tonight, listen carefully, when you really commit your life to the Lord, there's something that happens. There's a confidence that a man will not take advantage of. When a woman is confident and she knows who she is in Christ, that's a beautiful place to be, gals. Listen carefully. That confidence in Christ, that ability for you to see yourself as a daughter of the living God, highly esteemed by the Lord, you know what? It wards off weirdos. It is a weirdo ward-offer. Being confident in the Lord. So many women are taken advantage of who have a very, very, submissive and terrified and insecure look about them. For whatever reasons, we're not here to discuss those tonight. But they just tiptoe around this world and they don't know who they are in Christ. If that's you tonight, you need Jesus. Oh my goodness, he'll change your life. He will put his stamp, his seal of approval on you, that he loves you, as the scripture says, with an everlasting love and with loving kindness, he has drawn you into his life. Oh, he loves you. The greatest thing that could happen in my marriage is for my wife to love God more than me or anything else. I don't want her to love me the most. You don't. Nope. I want Lisa to love God the most. If she loves God the most, then it's going to be cool for me. And you say, ladies, well, I don't know why I should love God the most if it's going to be cool for him, because I don't know if I even like him anymore. I don't even know if we should have even gotten married. Listen, God will always bless obedience. Period. You obey the Lord, he'll bless you. Is that how I get to heaven? By obeying the Lord? Well, not exactly. I mean, yes and no. You obey him by accepting him as Lord and Savior. That's obedience, isn't it? I mean, come on, that's obedience. But you don't get to heaven by keeping the Ten Commandments. I wish we could. We want to, but we fail. But when it comes to a relationship, and even if you're not willing, for those of you who are married, and you're in a relationship that you don't even like, but you're married, you can ask God to begin to change your very heart. Because when it's right, ladies, between you and the Lord, God will go before you and make things right. A Christian woman is the Lord's addition to life.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called Being a Christian While Being a Woman, part of a series we're presenting here on Real Radio called Life and the Bible, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, this is a series our teacher recently delivered, and it's now available for purchase on either CD or DVD. Visit us at realradioactive.org to find out more. You can read about it right there on the homepage, realradioactive.org. And while you're there, you'll also be able to click the graphic that tells you more about our television outreach called Journey. Journey with Jack Hibbs is seen on TV and the internet. And we invite you to see that as well. Journey with Jack Hibbs. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ. and in His Word.
Inside, You shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.